Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Before you take a picture of your next meal and post it on Facebook, stop.
Okay.
Because it may not be legal.
Really?
Well, at least not at the restaurant you're at.
Hmm.
This is starting out in New York and Los Angeles, and it's spreading. But a lot of restaurants are banning photography of their food.
Oh. Hmm.
This comes from chefs who think their food looks so good that there is no way your iPhone is going to get an accurate picture of it.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to post your crappy picture of their awesome food on the internet and ruin it for everyone. Here's the thing. These chefs prepare this food and they think it looks as good as it tastes, even though it's usually tiny. And that's what I think they're probably worried about, is that someone might see how tiny this serving is.
Right.
But they want their food to look perfect, and they don't think you can take a perfect enough photograph with your iPhone.
Mm.
So some places are actually banning the photography, and they will come shame you if you take a picture of your food and try to post it on Facebook.
It's going to be like when we're at concerts, and they say don't use your cell phone to take pictures or video. I'm like, we'll have to sneak and take a picture when no one's looking. The waiter's turned around. Or you know how you do with the security guards at concerts?
Yeah, I got another thing for them. It's my food. I paid for it now.
Exactly.
I'm going to do whatever I want. I'll take pictures of it. I'll smear it in my ears. I'll put it in my mouth. I'll do whatever I want. I'm eventually going to poop it. So there. I can do whatever I want with it.
Don't upload that picture on
Facebook.
I don't want to see it.
I've been shamed on that before.
Or download it, if you know what I mean.
One of the chefs says some people are arrogant about it. They think they can take a picture of our food and just post it on the internet. Yes, we do. David Chang is a restaurant owner who instructs his employees to publicly shame diners who take a photo of their meal.
What does that mean? Ooh, bad diner, bad diner.
I guess they come over and say, listen, you know, you shouldn't be taking a picture of that. No one wants to see your picture of your meal or something. I don't
know. Believe this is a problem.
Now, yeah. I don't take a picture of everything I eat.
Mm-mm.
But like, I don't know, like Copper River has that mother-in-law, I think, burger,
mm-hmm.
which is about, I don't know, a foot high.
but nothing's changed. I mean, it looks the same as it did last time you ordered it.
I never had it before.
Oh, okay.
Everyone posts pictures of their food. That's why it is a problem. These people are upset about it because they're basically feeling like their food doesn't look quite as good with your crappy picture. And there's one restaurant. The chef actually sees someone trying to take a picture of their food. He brings them back to the kitchen. He tells them, hold on, we have a special setup here where the lighting is better and we have a marble table and you can take a picture of it here.
Oh, wow.
And I guess it's the more positive angle, is he still lets you take your picture, but he is controlling the lighting and he has got the background set up with the chef's kitchen in the background, and he says it makes his food look better.
And they put a little pink feather boa around it. It's like a glamour shot.
But seriously, what you're considering how much some folks in New York may be paying for that plate of food, that chef doesn't want to risk losing a customer.
Yeah, but you know what? You should be able to take a picture of what
you just
paid that food. I mean, you pay $100 for a plate of food, you should take a picture of it.
Exactly. I just took a picture of my chicken nuggets. But you know what? If a server calls me out for doing that, first off, the server's not going to get a tip.
Okay.
They're going to get a lot of bad writing up on my Facebook
mm-hmm.
page. And I'll never come back.
I'm with you, Cato. If someone calls me out for taking a picture of my food, they're going to kiss my butt. I'm going to be rude about it. There's actually a lady who teaches classes on how to take pictures of your food with her iPhone. It is a class on iPhone photography.
Okay.
And this is to help people who want to take pictures of their food get better shots.
Wow. I eat my food. I don't take a lot of pictures with it. I'm just saying, I ain't got enough time to do that.
Hawk, you ain't got enough sense to do it. You ain't figured out how to do your phone that way.
I can take a picture of my food. I know how to work my camera.
Do you know how to upload it?
Well, there must be some tips and tricks to making that plate of food look great.
Well, that's what this class is for. Yep. And I think next time if I get called out, I'll say, listen, I took the iPhone food photography class. I'm certified.
That's going to be taught at colleges soon.
It is already. This lady teaches
food,
it.
Food iPhone photography 101.
That's my major.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there you go, folks. Next time you take a picture of your food, be careful. You might get shamed.
Okay. Oh, well, wow. Kato's going to upload his nuggets here in a second. Just let you see.
Be careful doing that, Kato.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.